Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Songs of Hope. A weekly reflection on the Psalms with Denise Seaman.
Welcome to each of you, and thank you for joining us as we read and explore the Scriptures, God's holy word of hope and joy. Today's reflection is on Psalm 108. I will sing and make melody with all my being. Awake, O harp and lyre. I will awake the dawn. I will give thanks to you, O Lord, among the peoples. I will sing praises to you among the nations. For your steadfast love is great above the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the clouds. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth. That your beloved ones may be delivered, give salvation by your right hand and answer me. God has promised in his holiness, with exultation I will divide up Shechem and portion out the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine, Manasseh is mine, Ephraim is my helmet, Judah my scepter. Moab is my washbasin, upon Edom I cast my shoe. Over Philistia I shout in triumph. Who will bring me to the fortified city? Who will lead me to Edom? Have you not rejected us, O God? You do not go out, O God, with our armies. O grant us help against the foe, for vain is the salvation of man. With God we shall do valiantly. It is He who will tread down our foes. This Psalm of David had an interesting effect on me, a mix of joyful thankfulness to God, and then frustration and anger as my mind went to current affairs in my country and around the world, wondering where God is in all of this chaos. And then, thankfully, back to extreme relief, hope, and comfort that our mighty God does indeed still reign. As I thought about my own reactions to this passage, I realized again just how God's word remains relevant and essential to peaceful living, even thousands of years after God created the world and Jesus began his ministry of reconciling all sinners to himself, accomplishing his work through Christ's death and resurrection. As I recently heard in one pastor's sermon, we live now in the times between the splendor and majesty of the glory of our Creator, as recorded in Genesis, and the last day, as recorded in the book of Revelation, when we will finally see the full glory of the Lord in His return. Yes, in this in-between time, there will be sorrows, tears, illnesses, and hardships, because we live in a world broken by sin. But the joy of the Lord, our salvation through the works of Christ, will endure through all times and places, and has already overcome the power of death and hell. Reading this psalm today, I'm reminded of one of the Lord's greatest blessings to Christians, a steadfast heart. In a fast-paced world that tweaks, grows, changes, improves, updates, and upgrades practically everything we use on a daily basis, it's easy to fall into the lure of those who would also like to change God's word, falsely teaching that the Bible is no longer relevant to our lives today, telling us, "That was then, this is now," as they paint pictures of a God who changes with the whims of the world. Do not be deceived, but keep a steadfast heart, one that trusts only in Christ our Redeemer for life and salvation, one that is immovable when our friends try to trick us into agreeing that God and His Word are just stories or myths, a heart that is unshaken by fear of our enemies, suffering, or guilt, but constantly relies on the Lord for refuge, for strength, for comfort, for forgiveness. God's word has always been, remains, and will be forever relevant to every generation. For the steadfast heart which trusts in Him, the word continues to hold us accountable to His judgment and thankful for His grace, mercy, and everlasting life with Him through forgiveness. Everyone in this world deals with stress at some time in their lives, if not continually. David, the psalmist today, is a good example of one who lived with a very lot of stress. As a chosen child of God, David had many, many enemies who sought to destroy him, take his life, make his life miserable because of his steadfast heart for the Lord. As a sinner, like the rest of us, David suffered much stress because of his own sinful decisions. Sound familiar? Perhaps you can relate. I know there are many days when I can. But thanks be to God, we know who to complain to, who to cry out to for help, for guidance, for spiritual peace. In Paul's letter to the Philippians, chapter 4, verses 4 through 7, he writes this: Rejoice in the Lord always. Again I will say, rejoice. Let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. By God's grace through faith, God blesses believers with steadfast hearts and will guard those hearts, so that in our times of anguish and sorrow, we will turn to Him in prayer, not to a world that foolishly clings to vain and fickle worldly ideals of man while rejecting the truths of God's Word, but to a powerful, all-knowing God whose steadfast love for us, His dear children, will never depart from us. As our Lord loves us, let us also love one another. One way we can show that love is to continue meeting together in worship and Bible class, so that we have each other to lean on and encourage us when our hearts seem heavy. Let's face it, sometimes we all could really enjoy that extra boost of Christian brotherly love, together in prayer and praise, to see and appreciate the benefits of Christ's love through others. So as we continue to ponder God's Word today in the Psalms, and think about how we must live in both a sinful world and in a life of Christ, I'll finish with this passage from the Apostle Paul when he speaks about the marks of a Christian. In Romans chapter 12, verses 9 and 10, Paul writes, Let love be genuine. Abhor what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. Love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Do not be slothful in zeal. Be fervent in spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in tribulation. Be constant in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints and seek to show hospitality. By God's grace, may He grant this to each one of us today and always. We pray. Dear Lord, Satan would like us to remember our failures rather than your steadfast love, which covers all of those failures. Forgive us for our sins, past, present, and future, and grant us steadfast hearts to hold fast to the truth of your love and your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Songs of Hope with Denise Seaman will be back next week. Please write your comments, suggestions or requests to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Check our program online and stay tuned for more.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.